Hello, and welcome to Get In We're Going Healing, a place where we talk about mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being to help you learn to let go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic you. My name is Tova, and I will be your guide today. So, this is almost a continuation of our last episode. So in the last episode, I was talking about the unique situation of being in the position to heal our wounding from our childhood while simultaneously taking care of our aging parents, and the dissonance that comes from needing to be the caregiver for the same people that caused us so much pain. And the continuation I want to talk about is, obviously, this is something that has been challenging for me. This is something that I am actively working through right at this moment with an aging parent whose abilities have been significantly reduced. And then the difficulties and the demands that come along with that. And so today I had a session with my therapist. And if you've been following my show for a while, you'll know that the therapist that I work with, we do intrafamily systems, IFS. And it's talking to your parts and giving your parts a voice so that they can be heard, acknowledged, validated, and healed. So they're no longer the ones running the show. So for me, in our therapy session today, she began with asking me what I was struggling with, what I wanted to talk about. And I brought up to her the challenge that I'm having with one part of me feeling resentful for the care that I need to give to my mom, the constant phone calls, the frequent phone calls, multiple times a week, being her listening ear to talk to her because she's lonely, hearing from her doctors about how part of her issue is loneliness, hearing from her various physical therapists and speech therapists about the things that I can do to support her and help her in her healing and her growth. All of those things, the expectations, the responsibilities, the duties on one side, and the challenges of not wanting to do those things because those things were never part of what she offered to me. That as a child, when I needed a supportive adult to help me through my loneliness, my challenges, my difficulties, the guidance, support, love, compassion, etc., etc., that I needed was not something that was provided to me through her. And the, I guess, cognitive dissonance that goes along with being expected to provide those degree of care to a person who did not provide those to you when you were in need of those, particularly when you were a child and needed the adult to provide those things for you. So my therapist asked me, the first thing that she provided for me to do was rewrite the script. Now, she and I have used this technique before. This was actually the very first technique we ever used in our sessions in regards to a situation that happened to me when I was a child, when I was 7, where my mother took a very heavy-handed approach to discipline and one that broke my trust in her and in adults. One that caused so much trauma in me that I was having visceral flashbacks, and it was causing a lot of PTSD, a lot of memory flashbacks, a lot of anxiety, fear, worry, stress. Fear being the biggest one. And in that time, we rewrote the script as well, where she asked me to rewrite the scenario, having my parent me in the way that I would parent my child, given the exact same circumstance, given the exact same situation, my child in the role of me as a small child, and how I as a parent would handle that situation. And then play out the scenario the same way, with me being in the role of the parent and then swapping, and me being in the role of the child receiving that guidance, that support from a parent in that situation. And that helped to heal that a lot. So she suggested this in this current moment. She asked me to find the part of myself who was feeling resentment at having to step into this role of caregiver for a caregiver who did not step into that role for me. And for me, that was my five-year-old self. Don't ask me why it was my five-year-old self. I don't know. But that was just the part that came forward, was my five-year-old self. And she asked me to rewrite the script. Now, I'm going to give a definition of what that means, to rewrite the script, and then I'll continue the story. So rewriting the script is letting the part rewrite what happened into what it would have liked to have happened. Okay, inviting the higher self of the other person involved, whether that be a partner, whether that be a parent, whether that be a friend, whoever you're having the conflict with. Invite their higher self to come in to the situation and play the role the way that your part needed the role to be played. And then allow the feelings that come up as if that were actually how it happened. Allow the emotions to be felt, the emotions of having your feelings in that moment be heard, validated, acknowledged, have the situation be handled in a healthier, happier, more compassionate way than how it was handled in reality. So for me, how that looked was my parent, when I was growing up, did not abide by mistakes. If mistakes were made, she behaved in a way as if everything that you were, she was very highly put out by a mistake. So instead of acknowledging that I didn't know something, she would tell me to do something and I would lack the knowledge to be able to do it because it was the first time doing it or she wanted it done to a certain specification, but those things were not shared with me. So I did it to the best of my own ability or my own understanding of it. And when it did not meet her standards and requirements, there was criticism, there was belittling, there was yelling, there was telling me that how could you not understand this? You must be stupid. Things like that. Mistakes were not an acceptable thing in my childhood. My parent was very against mistakes. Things needed to be done right. So of course, no surprise, going into adulthood, I struggle with people pleasing. I struggle with perfectionism. I struggle with being allowed to make mistakes, because those were always so heavily punished, or at the very least verbally assaulted, I think would be the best way I want to put that. Just the belittling. You must be stupid, or what are you, an idiot? How can you be so dumb? Things like that. And so for me, in this rewriting of the script, where what my mother needs from me now, in the current timing, is support. She needs someone to talk to. Her doctors have clarified to me that she is lonely, and that is part of her difficulties in healing, is loneliness, feeling forgotten, feeling abandoned. And part of me almost felt like saying, yeah, well, that's how she treated others, and now it's a little bit of karma coming back around to bite her in the behind. She made others feel abandoned, forgotten, unwanted, uncared for, right? But this is where that part of me needed to be heard. So my therapist asked me to think of situations where I was lonely, where I felt forgotten belittled, uncared for, and then asked me to invite the higher self of my parent, of my mother in this scenario, to come in and provide to me what I needed. And what I needed in those moments when I made a mistake was for someone to say, oh, I see why you would have chosen it that way, but here, let me show you a different way. Or, oh, yeah, that's an interesting way that you did that. Yeah, that it is a way that works, but can I show you a different way? And being curious, being interested in showing and teaching and guiding rather than criticizing, belittling, and shaming, which is what I actually experienced. And having the higher self of my mother come in and provide me with compassion, affection, support, a listening ear, guidance, love, acceptance. Those were all the things that I needed that I did not receive. And so my therapist asked me to just picture those things actually being provided to me and how that felt to have an adult. It's actually making me a little emotional just to share. To have an adult actually do those things for me, to support me, to love me, to back me, to stand for me, to guide me. And my little version of me felt so loved, like her heart was just exploding. I felt this beautiful warmness around my heart. I felt this love. I felt this connection. I felt this acceptance. I felt good. And I heard my little one say, I love you, mommy. Thank you, mommy, for showing me. Thank you, mommy, for showing me how to do it. I didn't know how. Thank you, mommy, for telling me kindly. Thank you, mommy, for being there for me. Thank you, mommy, for guiding me. Thank you, mommy. And hearing my mother say, of course, honey, I love you. I'm here for you. And even as I say that out loud, it actually makes me really emotional because those are not words that have ever come out of my parents' mouth. Never. My mother has never said, I'm here for you. I love you. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you. I've never heard those things out of her mouth. I've always felt like a burden. I've always felt like she didn't want me to be there. And so to hear that from my mother, to hear her say, I'm here for you. I support you. Of course I'd help you. That's what I'm here for, to show you and teach you and guide you. And in the way that I pictured it, she put her arm around me and she hugged me and I hugged her back with all the love and gusto of a young child. And I held her and I said, thank you, mommy, I love you. And she said, you're welcome, Tova, I love you. You're such a good daughter. And that was the thing that I was struggling with through all of this, of caring for my mother and supporting and worried that I wasn't going to be a good daughter. That feeling resentful for the degree of which she needs me made me a bad daughter. Even everything that happened to me, even everything that she's done to me, even all the pain that she's caused me, I still felt guilt that I was resentful for needing to help her. Guilt that I didn't want to help. I was put out. And truthfully it is, because I have been doing more than I can provide. I have my own family to care for. I have my own well-being to care for. If she weren't in the hospital, I have a million other things that I need to give my attention to. And those things have all been put on the back burner for the last month while she's been going through her care and her healing due to her hospital stay. And I have been frustrated and resentful that it falls to my shoulders when I am the one she's been the least kind to over the years, the one she's been the most hurtful to. And there's still parts to unpack. There's still parts of myself that I still need to work through, various scenarios that happened. But the rewriting of the script was very useful, and it will likely be a tool that I apply moving forward to some of the other scenarios that happened, some of the other situations that happened with my mother that caused me basically daggers in my heart, where I need to allow myself to rewrite history, rewrite what went down, to allow myself to experience the emotion and allow myself to feel that love that I needed. And now I want to make it clear, this isn't for the benefit of my mother. Okay, none of this of what I'm doing is for the benefit of my mother. Part of that is that I need to set better boundaries. I need to be more clear about what I can and cannot offer. And if it's something that I can't offer, or that is going to put too much stress and strain on me, that I have to speak up for my parts, speak up for myself, and say no. And say, I'm sorry, that's not something I can do. And that's something I'm still working on. Boundaries are challenging for me, and they are very, very hard for me to implement to my parent. Because part of me is still struggling with it being my parent. And part of me sees someone in need and feels obligated, duty-bound to help. Because I've always lived by the standard, if I can help, I should. And I said that to my doctor, and she said that there's a part of me that is concerned about being a bad person. That if I can help and I don't, that makes me a bad person. And she asked me to talk to that part and let it say what it needed to say in regards to feeling like a bad daughter, especially in the face of the comfort and care I was able to give to my father when my father was in a long-term care facility. And that's been the struggle. With my father, we always had a lovely connection with each other. It's actually just now hit on the mark of 3 years that he's been gone. And we always had a good, healthy, well, a good relationship. I don't know about healthy. There was a lot of boundaries being crossed. A lot of parentification and lack of boundaries within our connection. But that's a different topic. Within that, I was always able to give to my father from a loving place, but it was the resentment I held towards my mother's behavior towards me over the years that made it difficult for me to want to give that same connection to her, because part of me felt like she didn't deserve it. Because of all the pain and suffering she has inflicted upon me, she doesn't deserve my love. She doesn't deserve my support, my compassion. She doesn't deserve my company to prevent her loneliness. She technically has made her own bed and should lie in it. And that was the struggle I was having, was yes, she created her own problems. And now these are the consequences of the problems that she's created. And then warring with, but a good daughter would be there for her. And in sitting with my small part, sitting with my younger self, sitting with the part of me that said, if you can help, you should, the duty-bound daughter part, sitting with the part that felt like, why should I help her? In sitting with them and reframing the situation, reframing the scenario in my childhood and allowing myself to rewrite it and to see my mother in the role of being supportive, see my mother in the role of being compassionate, see my mother in the role of guiding and helping and loving, gave my part the space to grieve and to say, I'm not a bad daughter. And I, as my wise self, was able to say, no, sweetheart, you are not a bad daughter. You were never a bad daughter. You were just you. And you are perfect as you are. So I wanted to share that with you. If you are also struggling with aging parents, rewriting the script might be what works for you. I'm not saying you have to help. You don't. Okay, that's an individual decision to come to help your parent to step in or to maybe relieve some of that by helping to find someone who can step in, whether that be a professional, whether that be a sibling, a friend, someone who can step in, or maybe even share the duties with someone of someone stepping in to help so that it's not something that you feel that you need to do. Or you may choose not to do it at all. This is your healing journey. I don't know what stories you've gone through. I don't know what scenarios. I don't know how much pain you're carrying. But rewriting the script isn't for the parent, the partner, the friend, the coworker, whomever. It's not for them. It's for you. So that the part of you that is holding that pain can let it go, can feel what it would feel like to actually get treated the way it deserves, so that you can have that emotional release, that emotional connection, that emotional understanding of what it would feel like to actually get the thing that you needed, to have your need met. And whether you actually choose to help your parent or not doesn't matter. It's about letting go of the hurt that was caused because your parent didn't meet your needs the way that they should have, or the way that they needed to, or the way you needed them to. And giving yourself the opportunity to feel what it would feel like if they had. So I hope that this helped in some way. If you were also finding difficulty with this, maybe this might give you a way to help find understanding for yourself, compassion for yourself, and to let go some of that heaviness you might be carrying. So until next time, keep letting go of all those things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic you. Love and light, fellow humans. Bye.